Hi there, ladies. This is Monica Sawyer with blissfulinvestor.com and real estate investing for women. And this is journal entry number 3 on starting something new. So, ladies, we had a webinar last weekend with Roger Blankenship regarding the Bohr method. And as you know, I joined his club. It's called the Buyer's Club with Flipping America. And so my new project is to work with him on this new strategy that I know very little about. I had heard about it, but I've never actually engaged. So I'm kind of going through that process right now. And I loved the webinar. And part of what I loved about it was, first of all, I got to hear more about it again. Like, it reaffirmed why I'm so excited about this project. But the other piece is you ladies asked some amazing questions, and they really made me think. One of the things that Roger talked a lot about was his process of getting started, like what happened and how he heard about it. He's working with a guy named Eric who has sort of the inside track of where to get these houses. He's on the board of the auction houses. So he has kind of a back door to get access to these properties, which is really cool, right? It takes out this whole thing of finding a property to sell, which is actually where most of us spend most of our time if we're looking for properties to make money on, is where we find them, right? Where we need some sort of like wholesale list, or we need, you know, access, right? It might be yellow letters. It might be calling people. It might be door knocking. It might be going through the MLS or an agent. There's a lot of different ways that we can acquire property. But if you want to acquire cheap property to make big cash flow, a lot of times you have to do some of this creative stuff, right? So yellow letters, finding motivated sellers. Well, anyway, so Roger found a way that he can short circuit that whole thing, and he's got a shortcut now, and that's working with Eric. What I didn't know was sort of how he got into this. And it turns out that Eric called Roger. Roger's kind of a big name in the real estate education industry. And Eric called Roger kind of out of the blue. And Roger was really skeptical. And so they had several conversations. And eventually Roger was like, okay, I'll give it a try. It's a $15,000 investment, which for him was very little. Still, losing $15,000 would hurt, right? But it was not a huge amount of money for him. And so he decided to give it a try. What he said in the webinar that I didn't know is it took him 3 months to pull the trigger to do his first purchase. And I loved that because there were a couple of things that came up for me as I've been going through this process. But then also when he said that, because we really are responsible for who we do business with. So Eric can come to him with this great idea, but in the end, Roger had to take responsibility for the choices that he made. So if the strategy doesn't work, he was the one that was going to lose $15,000. He can't go and just blame it on Eric. What's that going to do for him? He still lost $15,000, right? So you can't blame the person with the strategy. And certainly you can go and sue, and people do, right? But that takes time, energy, heartache, irritation, it's maddening, it's stressful, very, very not blissful, right? So he needed to know in his own mind and heart that this was the right strategy for him, and he was ready to move forward. So he had to do his due diligence on Eric. He had to take the time until he felt comfortable. And so I loved that because I'm also like that. Like, I feel like I need to do my own due diligence no matter who comes to me with a good idea. And then I need to feel comfortable because in the end, I'm responsible for my own decisions. I could blame Roger. I could blame Eric. I could blame anybody. You know, I could blame the universe for things not going well, right? In the end, I'm the person responsible for my own decisions. Blaming is an easy out, but it actually causes more stress, more anxiety, and more unhappiness. When you're able to take responsibility for your decisions, it empowers you to learn from mistakes, move on when things go bad, and really celebrate when things go right. It empowers you, and it takes away this thing of being a victim. Being a victim feels really yucky, right? But being empowered, understanding that I'm a smart woman, I make my choices, and I take responsibility for my choices, helps me to feel empowered, more willing to take risks, and I make better choices because I don't have this out of, I can just blame somebody else. I take responsibility, so I make better choices, right? Because I'll do my due diligence. I'll do the work. That's the other thing. There's so many times, I do this all the time too, and I don't know if you ladies do this, but you go, you take a course, right? And you get all excited about it, and then you don't do any of the homework. Or you get a home study course and you don't listen to it, and then you don't take action on it. Now, certainly if you go through the course and you decide, well, that's really not for me, that's one thing. But a lot of times it's just, that's a great idea and I'm not going to take any action. And then you feel a little bit frustrated, right? Because maybe you've spent a lot of money on a lot of different courses. And I'm not talking about you specifically, I'm talking about myself, right? I've spent a lot of money on a lot of different courses and I haven't seen any results, right? I have taken a lot of courses and I have seen a lot of results too. And the thing is this, if I take action, I will see results. Part of those results might be, nope, this isn't for me. Part of my results might be, oh my gosh, I made a huge amount of money on that, right? So, but the results are based on my own action and me taking responsibility for doing what I'm told, learning from my mistakes, learning from the challenges, and continuing to move forward. You know, the thing is, so I'm not trying to scare anybody, right? Responsibility feels scary. And I understand when I talk about this in my book, Choose Bliss, I've talked to a lot of people about responsibility. They're like, it's really scary to take responsibility because then it's your fault. And so a lot of people freeze up and they won't do anything. If you truly know how to take responsibility, what it does is it liberates you to take more action because you do the things required to make sure that you feel safe and then you take action. So I know that seems a little bit counterintuitive and I don't even know if I'm articulating this very well, but it feels really important to express this because it's what I'm going through again right now. How do I really feel about this strategy? Am I willing to take responsibility for the outcome, whether it's good or bad? And I'll admit, I am a little bit nervous, right? Anytime you try something new, you're nervous. I've just purchased my first house. I'm in the process of closing on that in this club. There's still, it's all new. So it's still nerve-wracking in a way. I mean, I'm really excited about it. So that's better, right? But there are things about it that are nerve-wracking. I don't know what's going to happen. But here are the things that I do know. I know Roger and I trust Roger. It's not like Eric, who was some guy out of the blue coming to me with some cool strategy. I know Roger and I know his ethics. I know how he works and I trust him. You ladies don't know Roger, right? So actually in the webinar, one of the questions that I got was, how do I do my due diligence? Super easy. Go to Google, type in somebody's name and you can find out all the dirt on them, right? So that's what I do. And Bigger Pockets is a great resource, biggerpockets.com. You can search there. If someone has a bad reputation, you're going to see it there, right? So you do your due diligence. Go to some different forums. Check online. Go to the Better Business Bureau of the state that that person is in. So you can do your due diligence that way. For me, I did my due diligence on him a long time ago. And we've built a reputation, a relationship over time. So I trust him. So that's what I do. So, and that's what you can do too with anything that you're doing, right? I know a lot of you are not even interested in this strategy and that's great. But with whatever you decide to do, do your due diligence and then decide whether you're going to take action or not. And then through the whole process, make sure that you're taking responsibility for your actions and for the outcomes. Because if you take responsibility, even if the outcome isn't what you were hoping for, you can learn from it. If you do the blame game, you become a victim, you don't learn, you just cry. Learning is better than crying. And sometimes crying happens in learning, right? Sometimes they go hand in hand. But at least the tears are worth it if you're able to learn and move forward. So that's kind of the thing that I wanted to share with you today. It was such a big insight for me on sort of how he dealt with this. He knew he had to take responsibility for his actions and he didn't quite trust the process yet. So he took his time. For me, I know that I trust what I'm doing and I need to take responsibility for my outcomes. I don't know what they're going to be. I believe they're going to be really favorable. Otherwise, I wouldn't be doing this, right? but I have to take responsibility. And anybody who joins the club with me is going to want to take responsibility, right? Because then you get blamed for the amazing outcomes that could happen. And you also will learn from anything that happens that was unexpected, right? So I just wanted to share that today. It seems like a really important topic. It was something that really I keyed into on the webinar. I've been thinking about all week, so I wanted to share that with you. It really has empowered me to think through that again. I'm feeling excited and powerful and smart. So taking responsibility is just a really empowering thing to do. For those of you who missed the webinar, if you would like to get a replay of it, I'm not sure if I'm going to be doing another one. If I do, I will let everybody know. But if you want to see the replay, just go to blissfulinvestor.com/BOR webinar replay. So it's blissfulinvestor.com/BOR webinar replay. And you can take a look. That way you can see a little bit more about the strategy and hear the questions that the ladies asked. You don't get to ask questions yourself live, but you can send me an email or you can send Roger an email and we'll get back to you. There are still spots in the club. It sounds like he's getting about 3 or 4 registrants for the club about that per week. He does have a few webinars with some heavy hitters coming up this week and next week. So I don't know when the club is going to fill up. I will continue to tell you guys about it and make it available to you as long as it's still available. And I'll probably be talking to you about it in these journals later too, because this is the starting something new process that I'm going through. So anyways, I want to make sure that you at least have access to it while it's still open. Anyway, so I hope that was helpful and I hope it's thought provoking for you. And if you feel like you want to share anything with me, I would love to hear from you. Of course, I love hearing from you ladies. So please do email me. And until we speak again, always remember, goals without action are just dreams. So get out there, take action, and create the life your heart deeply desires. I'll see you soon. Bye.